You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Carlos Gonzalez making nice with Baxter at Chase Field, but the Diamondbacks' offense would not be nearly as warm to the visiting Rockies.
Ground ball back up the middle, center field, base hit. The run is in, and that is run batted in, number 100 on the air for Jake Lamb. He's hit the century mark. The pitch, and a shot to the gap in left center. Extra bases all the way to the wall. Corbin streaking around third. He'll come in. RBI double for Peralta. Two doubles in the ball game, and the Diamondbacks lead it 2-0. 1-1 to Goldie. Shot to center. Blackman goes back, back, back. There's hit number 1,000 off the wall. Goldie into second. He's got a stand-up double. 1,000 hits for Paul Goldschmidt. It's in the 3-1, and Lamb swings and lines a base hit into right center field. In is Corbin, heading around third. Marte, they'll hold him there. Lamb is into second with a stand-up double, and it's 4-0 Diamondbacks. Jake's driven in two tonight with a couple of hits. And the 2-2 to Valenka is a swing and a miss. He struck him out, and Corbin strands that runner at third. That was his fifth strikeout of the night. We don't know. Strike three, and Blackman knew it. He takes a seat. He's out for the third time. Second on strikes against Corbin. One out of the six. The pitch. Strike three call right down the middle. I think Reynolds was looking for something else. And like Blackman, he took a fastball right down the heart of the plate.
Corbin allows one run over 6 2/3. Arizona goes on to win 8-2. Patrick Corbin improves to 6-1 in his last seven starts. A.J. Pollock finishes 3-for-4 with four RBIs, and the Rockies see their six-game win streak come to an end. The Diamondbacks now lead the Rockies by four games for the top NL wildcard slot. Here's Arizona skipper Torrey Lovello.
I thought our guys did a great job of being ready to play today in the first inning. Patrick obviously set an incredible tone and held a very offensive team down for the majority of the ball game. I know he got nicked up for that solo home run, but he wiggled out of a jam in the sixth. Was to me in control of every inning, which allowed us to play our type of game offensively. But some key early runs allowed us to play that downhill baseball. I know Jake Lamb collecting his 100th RBI with that base hit up the middle was a big moment for him and this ball club. And then I thought another key moment was David Peralta's two-out double in the left center field after a base hit by Patrick Corbin with two outs. So we did a lot of little things right that allowed us to play the type of game that we wanted to. And then for me, the key blow of the game that broke it wide open was A.J. Pollock's three-run home run, three hits for A.J., and I know it's been something that's coming. He's been working very hard for these days and deserves a moment.
What is it that you've seen that led you to believe it was coming for A.J.?
conversations with the hitting coaches, just different things that I've been kind of paying attention to when it comes to his balance, swing plane, his pitch selection. So it was a few things that led me to feel like this moment was going to happen sooner than later. And it's a hard game. This is a tough game. I know he's been grinding, but he deserves this credit that much. He deserves credit for what he's been walking through to go up there and have the key blow that broke the game open was something I know that should give him a good push. Well, you know, I went to congratulate him, and he just kind of pushed me aside, and I said, hey, you know, it's a pretty incredible accomplishment. I know one day you're going to appreciate this, and I know for right now you want to win this game, and we will, but when you think about what you've done, 1,000 hits major league level is an incredible accomplishment, and, you know, for those of us that have been around him all year long, he takes it right in stride. But I think it'll hit him at some point tonight that he's reached an incredible milestone.
After Patrick's gave you the five-piece the other night, mm-hmm. What's the difference? How did you turn it around tonight?
Well, it was kind of reminiscent of the Cubs outing in Chicago, comes back his next outing and has four or five real good outings that were strung together. And it was a little bit of the same. It was fastball command. It was, you know, the pressure that he was putting on the hitters by executing a great game plan and setting up with a fastball, an aggressive fastball that was down in the zone. The Colorado Rockies are a very good offensive team. We know that. And when you go 6 2/3, 105 pitches, and allow one run, you're doing something very, very special. And I think Patrick had a great game plan today.
Would you want Archie just to kind of shut the door, or had he already been losing the one?
Well, like I said last night, we're fighting for the same turf, and I felt like this was too important of a game to let slip away. We wanted to get some key matchups, some certain matchups with reverse splits and cargo in the middle of two right-handed batters with those reverse splits. So I thought it was a good moment for TJ. And, we made up our mind that Archie was going to come into that game if it got to a certain point. So, we want to use Archie and be consistent with Archie, but it was too important of a game, and I didn't want to let anything happen. I wanted to put one of our best relievers in the game as quickly as possible.
A.J. Pollock's big night at the plate brings him up to 10 homers and 36 RBIs for the year.
Yeah, we played two tough games, and, against a really good team, and it was kind of one of those games we really wanted to win, so we have a chance to split the series.
And it was truly a comeback performance for Patrick Corbin. How did he go out there and set the tone for the team?
Oh, he was outstanding. I mean, he's, like he's been doing, a lot the whole second half of the year. He was in and out, commanding his slider, his fastball. He really did a good job against a really good lineup. And, when you have a pitcher doing that, it makes it a lot easier on the offense, and you can kind of relax. And I think that's what happened. The offense was able to get a bunch of one runs, and then, we were able to split it open there in the later innings.
And you doing your part to support him with those three hits, four RBI. What was working for you tonight?
Just trying to get a good pitch I can handle. I think sometimes it just get a little too complicated, and really comes down for me is just getting the right pitch to hit. And I was able to get a couple of those tonight.
And Torrey said he wanted you to have that mindset today. That's kind of why he shuffled the lineup a bit, just to alleviate any pressure, just for the moment. Did it help batting seventh tonight? Was it advantageous at all?
He's the manager. He could put me anywhere he wants. It really doesn't matter. Honestly, you're gonna get at bats. You're gonna have the same mindset, and wherever he puts me, I'm ready to go. And it helps when you got the whole lineup hitting, which we did tonight.
Yes, and then lastly, coming into this series, we talked about, yes, it means more, but you guys were gonna go out there, stick to your game plan. But being out on the field these past three games, does it feel like the intensity's there with this kind of being almost playoff baseball?
Yeah, I mean, we got two really good teams here. We know how good the Rockies are. They got a really, really balanced team, and we feel like we have another the same type of team. So, two good teams going at it, and we've had some tough first two games, but we were able to scratch out this game. So, we got a big game tomorrow, and then we hit the road.
And Patrick Corbin is still picking up steam with the playoffs approaching. The left-hander is 14-12 overall with a 4.06 ERA.
Just felt good. I thought I had a really good sinker tonight, and just stayed on the corners. Was able to throw my breaking ball for a strike too, and I think I just located really well today.
I know we talked about how eager you were to get back out there after that last outing. How satisfying was it to come out as strong as you did today?
Yeah, no, it was great. I mean, I felt pretty good the last one, just couldn't get out of that one inning, and today I thought got out of that one jam, made some good pitches, but I just thought I was just able to hit my spots really consistent tonight. And thought one of the better sinkers I had this season.
Take us through that strikeout Reynolds in six.
Yeah, just got ahead, threw a couple breaking balls. He almost got that one down first baseline and then froze him inside. So just I think I got him a couple times there, just made a really quality pitch, and that just kind of locked him up there a couple times.
And now what's going on with the uniform?
Yeah, just the – I don't really know the best way to explain it. I guess I'm the player of the game. Someone voted for me, so it's the one clap DJ song that was out a couple years ago that we've been playing. So something we do when we win. So Randy Moss jersey. So yeah. So I guess when we win, someone's gonna be wearing it. So
Randy Moss the whole time, or?
It's the Randy Moss one clap. I don't know who. Some DJ mixed up him talking. It's like take the top off the defense and things like that. I don't know. So you got to look him up. I don't know his name. So, but
and you're also busy at the plate too. Talk about that a little bit.
No, he's just the most running I think I've done all year combined with all the other. I just felt pretty good, I guess, up there. Just put the ball in play, and it led to a couple innings, and their pitcher had to work probably threw another 20 or so pitches. You turn it over to Peralta there, and he gets a hit. So it's when we get on, it's a huge advantage for us.
must have pumped you up when the offense scored a run practically every inning through the fifth there.
Yeah, we made him work every inning. To do that's pretty tough. I mean, he's a great pitcher, just really electric stuff, and they made him work, and AJ later in the game really put it out of reach.
Thank you. Thanks, man. Congrats, player of the game.
Yeah, I thought I threw it over his head, but when I saw Goldie jump, but I guess he just jumps sometimes, and I jumped, and I just, I thought I may have thrown a little bit too high, and I don't know, I did some weird hop there that I didn't, yeah, but.
Thanks. Yeah. But you still got player of the game.
Yeah. So.
The Diamondbacks will wrap up their four-game home series with the Rockies on Thursday. Zach Godley will make the start.